Honorable Chair, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, let me start by thanking you for the opportunity to speak to you today. I make this statement on behalf of the Research Group for Biological Arms Control at the Carl Friedrich von Weizsäcker Center for Science and Peace Research at the University of Hamburg in Germany. The mission of our research group is to contribute to innovative research and outreach activities to the universal prevention of biological weapons development, production and use. Our activities have two main focuses. First, we work to prevent the erosion of the universal bioweapons prohibition by opposing activities that violate treaty obligations. And second, we develop new concepts and instruments to monitor activities relevant to bioweapons and verify and enforce compliance with the regulations against them. The Hamburg Research Group endorses the joint NGO statement. We would, however, take the opportunity to strengthen it at some points. Article 7 of the BWC obligates states to provide emergency assistance in the event of a deliberate biological weapons attack against a state party to the convention. We want to direct attention to that the article might unfold further effects. First, it should be read as a humanitarian statement in the treaty. And second, efforts to implement the article by joint action, such as cooperation and a set of preparedness measures, might also lead to an understanding of the treaty regime as an active and working environment. These considerations might further the motivation to make this article nearly 50 years after the BWC entered into force a functioning institutional mechanism. Mr. Chair, the Ebola and the COVID-19 pandemics have highlighted the enormous lack of coordination in managing global or cross-regional bioemergencies, as well as the scarcity of capacities in the current global health and humanitarian system to rapidly respond to biological incidents and effectively handle large-scale outbreaks of contagious diseases. The lack of clear procedures for requesting, providing and coordinating assistance, both internationally and regionally, would result in significant delays in response in the event of an attack. The Hamburg Research Group urges all states parties to consider developing the guidelines for assistance requests proposed by South Africa, as well as the French Indian Initiative for a dedicated Article 7 capacity database. Mr. Chair, the recent past saw a renewed interest in discussions related to gain-of-function research of concern. I can say GOFROC if you want, and are just in a need for a new abbreviation. And this should vividly remind us to the mistrust of which such experiments can cause. The BWC needs a strengthened systematic approach to monitor developments in the fields of science and technology and build a working system promoting trust between its states' parties. The Hamburg Research Group hopes that the BWC at the REFCON endorses the Tianjin Code of Conduct and welcomes the recent efforts in establishing a scientific advisory board. Nevertheless, as the current pandemic showed us that public health emergencies affect all dimensions of society, ASAB should not limit itself to rendering expertise only on natural science-related matters, but should understand biological events as deeply interrelated to political and societal world and should hence be an interdisciplinary institution. Mr. Chair, the Hamburg Research Group takes this opportunity to thank the again record number of states parties who submitted their confidence building measures reports, commending those who submitted their first CBM this year. We have compiled a comprehensive overview report of all the published CBMs. By this annual publication, we wish to contribute to the transparency mechanism of the convention. Being said, please allow me to invite you to pay due attention to the report, which is provided at the desk near the door, and you'll also find a QR code for downloading the document. Evidently, confidence-building measures constitute only one step towards universal transparency. True trust can, however, only be achieved through further developed transparency, not to say verification mechanisms. I thank you, Mr. Chair.